This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It took less than 24 hours for Iraq's insurgents to deliver their response to the formation of a new Iraqi government. It came in the form of more than a dozen car bombs, most of them in the Baghdad area, most targeting the Iraqi security forces. In this and other violence, at least 29 people were killed today, including three American soldiers. NPR's Philip Reeves sent this report from the Iraqi capital.
Assad Kadim wasn't far away from one of the 10 car bombs that detonated in and around Baghdad today. It went off at about 10 a.m.
We were sitting at home. There was a strong sound of explosion, a horrible explosion.
By then, the capital had already been shaken by four nearly simultaneous blasts, all suicide car bombs, one of them blowing up by a restaurant where Iraqi policemen were eating breakfast. A further three car bombs struck in Mada'in, a town south of Baghdad, where government forces recently drove out insurgents. Overall, victims included Iraqi police, National Guardsmen, Interior Ministry troops, and Iraqi civilians. The U.S. military says there's been a downward trend in attacks since the January election. Spokesman Major Wes Hayes says today's events proved insurgents are still capable of mounting what he described as limited, small-scale attacks. And he added,
"We see these attacks as another really desperate attempt as these terrorists to discredit the newly formed Iraqi government."
But it seems among many of Iraq's Sunni Arabs, the new transitional government, approved by Parliament yesterday, is already discredited. The crucial issue of finding a way to represent the minority Sunnis in government, even though most of them didn't vote, is still unsettled. They have yet to get a significant cabinet position, though seven posts are still undecided. At Friday prayers at Baghdad's Umm al-Qura Mosque, there was anger from the Imam, Sheikh Harith al-Abadi.
Wallahi!
By God, we stand confused, not knowing what to say, and the tragedy has happened. We were hoping that the formation of a new government in Iraq that will take steps to save the Iraqi people from their dilemma and save this country from its calamity.
Outside the mosque, the imam's theme was taken up by his congregation. Murda Taha felt so far Sunnis have no significant role in the new administration.
Nothing. What did we get?
And this student, a 22-year-old called Qasim, said the absence of what he considers adequate representation for Sunnis is a recipe for disaster.
The attacks will increase. Hatred will increase. I will not follow this government because this government does not represent me. There is no one inside it representing me.
Iraq's Shiite Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri says it won't be long before the key undecided government jobs, such as the ministers of oil and defense, are settled. Iraq's Sunni Arabs will be watching closely. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.